Dylan Thomas. I have in my hand the 1959 reprint of Dylan Thomas's collected poems. I have it signed by a friend I haven't seen and who I don't even know is still alive. He signed it in 1965. He loaned it to me many years ago and I forgot to give it back to him. So, in honour of Dick Turner, I read you the poem that I opened at random. I had no idea what poem I was going to read, except as a way of getting my head and body and mouth in order, particularly my mouth, I suppose, in order for reading and talking with people on Sunday the 20th of May in the Ennis Diamond, in the Falls Hotel. I give you a poem by Dylan Thomas, which I've never read before. The poem is called On No Work of Words. So, On No Work of Words by Dylan Thomas. On no work of words now for 3 lean months in the bloody belly of the rich year and the big purse of my body. I bitterly take to the task my poverty and craft. I better read that again. I bitterly take to task my poverty and craft. : To take to give is all. Return what is hungrily given. Puffing the pounds of manna up through the dew to heaven. The lovely gift of the gab bangs back on a blind shaft. To lift, to leave from the treasures of man is pleasing death that will rake at last all currencies of the marked breath and count the taken, forsaken mysteries in a bad dark. To surrender now is to pay the expensive ogre twice. Ancient woods of my blood dash down to the hut of the seas. If I take to burn or return this world, which is each man's work. Whew. Wow. All I can say is that I am absolutely going to read that poem today at the beginning of my talk at Ennis Diamond. I wonder how many people will ever have heard of it. I really like the sound of that poem. On reflection, I like more than the sound of that poem. I absolutely love the phrase, to discover that Dylan Thomas used the phrase, the gift of the gab. It's such a colloquial Irish phrase that the people in the room today will know it all, and it will light bulbs up inside their head as it did in mine, I'm convinced. But also the room will be full of people who are readers, people who are writers, and they will all know of the experience of not having written anything for 3 months, and they'll be able to relate to the content. In other words, Dylan proved in that poem that he was ordinary like the rest of us, that he was extraordinarily ordinary. He connects with an experience that all writers have. And I know it's said by people, writers write for writers and writers write about writers and stuff like that. But that poem for me, the last word about it, is that it's a connecting poem. It's a connecting poem. It'll get me into connection the audience today. Thank you, Dylan Thomas.